North Korea is a worldwide threat that requires worldwide action.
President Trump's Asia visit continues with a stop in South Korea. It's Wednesday, November 8th. This is VOA Asia. Hello, I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. We're also on Facebook at VOA Asia. Also ahead, a stern warning for North Korea. Mongolia highlights global warming concerns. India promotes a favorite food. It's all on today's VOA Asia. President Donald Trump shed his fiery rhetoric toward North Korea Tuesday, instead delivering a message of resolve and optimism to South Korea, saying he believes ultimately it will all work out when it comes to Pyongyang's nuclear threat. After a full day of meetings and public appearances with President Moon Jae-in in Seoul, Trump said diplomatic progress has been made to defuse heightened tensions in the region. Thousands of South Koreans welcomed Mr. Trump to the Capitol, but some came out to protest the American leader and his tough rhetoric on North Korea. We hear more from VOA's Daniel Sheriff in Seoul.
An excited crowd of South Koreans greeted U.S. President Donald Trump on his first visit to Seoul. Thousands lined the street, leading to South Korea's presidential Blue House. Some celebrated Trump's tough rhetoric on stopping North Korea's nuclear and missile threats, while others came out to show support for the South Korea-U.S. alliance.
I came here to welcome the president of the nation that is our ally and blood brother and helped South Korea during the Korean War. I must come here as President Trump is supporting South Korea under threat from North Korea.
But smaller groups protested Trump's visit, his tough words on North Korea, and the U.S. military presence.
If he wants peace in the world as a president of the most powerful nation, he should come out for negotiation, for unconditional talks with North Korea. And I would like him to clarify that there will be no war on the Korean Peninsula.
Police in mass numbers isolated some anti-Trump protesters on a main square before the U.S. president's motorcade drove past. The vast majority welcomed the leader of America, a force that has helped ensure peace in South Korea for decades, and they hope for decades to come. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Seoul.
Mr. Trump spoke during a joint news conference with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, and he warned the United States is ready to use the full range of American military power in the face of the growing North Korean nuclear threat.
We will together confront North Korea's actions and prevent the North Korean dictator from threatening millions of innocent lives. He is indeed threatening millions and millions of lives. So needlessly. North Korea is a worldwide threat that requires worldwide action. We call on every responsible nation, including China and Russia, to demand that the North Korean regime end its nuclear weapons and its missile programs and live in peace. As the South Korean people know so well, it's time to act with urgency and with great determination. The United States stands prepared to defend itself and its allies using the full range of our unmatched military capabilities if need be.
Mr. Trump said progress on the North Korean issue is being made, but he did not elaborate. Before his scheduled arrival in China Wednesday, President Trump praised Chinese leader Xi Jinping for the help he says the head of the world's second-largest economy has provided in response to threats from North Korea. The American leader also hinted that perhaps more help is on the horizon. VOA's Bill Ide reports from Beijing.
For weeks, it has been clear North Korea was going to be a key issue during President Donald Trump's visit to Asia and China. Speaking Tuesday in Seoul, Trump stressed Washington's determination to put a stop to the North's nuclear ambitions. He also struck a conciliatory tone, urging Pyongyang to make a deal.
I really believe that it makes sense for North Korea to come to the table and to make a deal that's good for the people of North Korea and the people of the world. I do see certain movement, yes, but let's see what happens.
South Korea's president also stressed the importance of China and the United States focusing on the issue. Despite criticism of China in the past for not doing enough, Trump says President Xi has been very, very helpful. adding, "You will find out how helpful soon." What that could mean was not clear. Despite being North Korea's biggest trading partner and diplomatic supporter, China has recently backed some of the toughest sanctions against North Korea. Chinese officials say Trump's quote-unquote state visit plus will bring significant outcomes on both trade and North Korea. Billions of dollars in contracts are expected to be signed during the stopover. Trump will have little interaction with Chinese society, and security has already been increased. The doors of the Forbidden City have been closed to the public, but will be opened up to Trump and his family after he arrives for a tour and dinner banquet. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Stay with VOA Asia as we have more on Mr. Trump's visit to South Korea in just a moment. These are among some of the top Asia stories trending on VOAnews.com. Trump offers reassurance, resolve on North Korean nuclear crisis. Death toll in Vietnam from Typhoon Damri rises to 69. Japan joins Belt and Road competition amid Trump's Asia tour. Expanded coverage of these stories and more are on Facebook at VOA Asia. You'll also find them on our VOAnews.com website. VOA Asia continues. President Donald Trump Tuesday said Pyongyang must understand the unparalleled strength that Washington has at its disposal. He mentioned three U.S. aircraft carrier strike groups that are converging on the Western Pacific for exercises, as well as a nuclear submarine, he said, was also in position. VOA Asia's Ira Melman spoke with Jerry Hendricks, a senior fellow and director of the Defense Strategy and Forces Program at the Center for a New American Security and a former captain in the U.S. Navy. He asked Hendricks if it's more than a coincidence that the carrier strike groups are in the area of Korea at the time of the U.S. president's visit.
The assembly of the three aircraft carriers was actually something that was set in the carrier schedule almost 3 years ago. What we do with them when they come into proximity with each other is another thing altogether. As far as I can understand, the plan to actually have an exercise where the three carriers would be in close proximity and operate essentially as a three-carrier strike organization was put in place almost 6 months ago. And that probably was prior to the president's fine detailed planning with this trip. But it's a nice coincidence for the president of the United States to be able to demonstrate the power and diplomacy of the United States Navy while he's in the region.
Well, Mr. Trump also hinted at some kind of a surprise announcement as he prepares to leave South Korea Wednesday. He said during a toast last night in his honor in Seoul that we're going to have an exciting day tomorrow for many reasons and that people will find out. Any idea about what kind of surprise he's talking about?
I have given up attempting to anticipate surprises from President Trump, although I have strong confidence that he is taking a strong stand in the region and upholding American interests. I'm not quite sure what to make of that announcement, and I look forward to hearing about it myself.
Jerry Hendricks is a senior fellow and director of the Defense Strategy and Forces Program at the Center for the New American Security here in Washington, D.C. Jerry, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
This news alert from VOA Asia, a U.S. decision to cut funding for a demining program in Cambodia threatens to further worsen a feud between Phnom Penh and Washington. On Tuesday, it emerged through local media reports the United States had decided to discontinue annual funding in 2018 worth about $2 million to clear explosive remnants of war in Cambodia. Visit VOA Asia Facebook each day. This is VOA Asia. We're very happy you're with us today on VOA Asia. Thank you for listening. The Trump administration is unique in that some officials continue to ask for more evidence that humans are contributing to a warming planet. This despite a government report issued last week that concludes that human activity is the primary cause of a warming planet. VOA's Kevin Enix reports there are places on the planet like Mongolia where climate change is visibly destroying entire landscapes.
Mongolia is on the front lines of climate change caused by human activity. The herders here have continued to try and make a living as average temperatures have risen dramatically over the past 70 years. The result, nearly 70% of the grazing land here is now classified as degraded by the government. That has forced the nomadic herders here to supplement their winter food supplies.
We don't need much hay for animals on normal pastures, but for my animals that can't graze on these pastures now, we need to buy around 4 trucks, about 3,000 packets of hay, to get through winter, and it's expensive.
As these nomadic herders have watched their world change, government officials have monitored and recorded the changes.
During the last 75 years, the average temperature over the territory of Mongolia is increased by 2.24 centigrades, while the precipitation decreased by 7.3%.
In 2015, that meant the nation lost more than half of its annual crop production. Without enough food for their livestock, thousands of people were forced to abandon their traditional way of life and move into the cities.
Livelihoods are increasingly vulnerable and increasingly squeezed by the effects of climate change. That, in turn, has driven people to move into the cities, especially into Ulaanbaatar, where we now have half of the population of the country residing in a single city.
Many of these citizens live on the outskirts of the city without access to water or sanitation. This has created a humanitarian crisis. Kevin Enix, VOA News.
You're listening to VOA Asia. Indian cuisine is often identified with spicy curries and a range of kebabs, but the government wants to propel a staple dish made with rice and lentils across the global stage. Anjana Pasricha tells us the dish recently came under the spotlight as a team of leading Indian chefs prepared a record 918 kilograms of the meal called khichdi at the World Food India Conference in New Delhi.
This dish, which top Indian chefs steam-cooked in a giant wok in the heart of New Delhi, was no gourmet preparation. But the traditional dish has been prepared for centuries in homes across the diverse country with rice, lentils, and sometimes a sprinkling of vegetables and other grains. Calling it a superfood associated with health and nutrition, the government promoted khichdi as brand India food at the recent World Food India Conference. Oozing confidence about popularizing it across the world, Chef Harpal Singh Sokhi points out that khichdi was as popular on tables in erstwhile palaces as in ordinary kitchens.
If paella from Spain can be global, then why not khichdi? This has health benefits, it has wellness, it is a detox food, it's a royal food, so I think it deserves a global platform and recognition.
The selection of the humblest dish among Indian cuisines has raised many eyebrows among those who question if global palates will relish the culinary experience of what most Indians associate not with indulgence, but comfort food. Chef Imtiaz Qureshi is optimistic there is room for innovation to suit all tastes.
Khichdi can be made with mutton, fish, chicken. You can also add whatever vegetables you like, Indian or Western, from broccoli to zucchini to capsicum.
The 918 kilograms of khichdi prepared on Saturday has made it to the Guinness Book of World Records. However, it remains to be seen whether it makes its mark in the world. But for the time being, the humble dish is getting the attention and appreciation it has seldom enjoyed in ordinary homes. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
You've been listening to VOA Asia. If for some reason you've missed part of our program or you'd like to hear the entire program again, you can find us on iTunes and SoundCloud and on our website at voanews.com. We also stream daily on VOA Asia Facebook. And we thank everybody who's been listening via Facebook in Myanmar via VOA Burmese. We thank you so much for listening today. Our director is Tracy Carter. Our engineer, Aydin Utku, managing editor, Diane Gao. Skylar Ogden, David Bird, and Ira Melman are on our VOA Asia team. I'm Jim Stevenson. We're all in Washington. We hope you have a wonderful day.